Well, then I guess Eastland's lost control of his committee, that being so. And that being so, claim he's a dead Indian. It's a question of how you bury it.
I think you've got a great statement, say about politics, he's a political, if I could read the part of politics, and we just end up finding his name. Now, what does that do with regard to the other hearings? That's what I'm concerned about. Aren't they going to go forward with the hearings anyway? I raised this before about what is it, what are Colson and his people, McGregor?
They don't think so. McGregor doesn't think so.
You mean that they won't go forward with the hearings, in fact, they're looking in San Diego and Arnold Smith and people go to the
committee won't. Subcommittee, Senator Kennedy might, Kennedy subcommittee might.
Approved by the committee, approved, well, I guess they get from the committee. So the subcommittee can go forward now. I wonder if that, John wouldn't appear to be a little bit of somewhat harassment, maybe it would. Maybe they'd say, we were trying to avoid the hearings, the subject is much bigger than Klein needs, we've got to get to the bottom of all this crookedness in the administration.
It might, correct, it might. And if it isn't this, it'll be something else. You'll never, from now to November, we're going to have oversight hearings on everything you can imagine. And when you said that's the case, I'd rather have this hearing go on than oh, but you'll have the others too. You'll have the others too.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be a substitute for the others.
The San Diego thing is pretty thin. And once they've had Peterson, if they have his agent today, it seems to me they'll draw most of the poison. Arnold Smith's a fat target. Somebody might want to have a hearing just to get him up and shoot at him a while. But if that's going to be, that's going to be, whether it's in the Kleindienst thing or somewhere else.
Strongly feel that the Senate would leap at the opportunity to confirm somebody
because by their haste in doing so, they would prove claiming's guilt. In other words, the only reason they wouldn't prove claiming's was not because they're trying to block you, but because he was guilty. Gregor just called in saying there were 8 votes in the executive session this morning, the result of which is to give us more time. We don't need a decision in the next few hours now.
8 votes?
I don't know if they voted on it, but... They've been on witness. Their procedure.
Always wanted to crack this executive privilege thing ever since we got here. He's been chipping away at it.
Oh, that's one place where that is not new, is it? Have another trying to crack it?
Sure. Comes up all the time.
But he's got a dandy here because he's got about half the senior White House staff on his list.
Well, and it's the leverage is
sure.
You know, just
sure.
Ideal
sure.
For
him. Sure.
He's just been waiting for a place to get his lever.
Yep. What can we do about it? What is the situation Mitchell wants to see it through? Judgment is not good on this. He's too close to it. What's McGregor think we should do?
The last plan was McGregor's idea. He came up with it last night as he was trying to
find finding a
clean candidate.
Mr. Clean.
Well, but do you consider that would he consider, you don't know, if you raise the name of Weinberger? Right?
Yeah, the name of Weinberger did come out. He would not consider Weinberger, meaning exactly he's not a Louis Howell. But he thinks he would be confirmed.
I think of all the administration people he felt.
Yeah. Is that anybody else? No. We've got to keep this job in the administration.
That's what I thought. You go for a Lewis Howell, but if you need a guy, we got to get
him. Why go to some guy? How they start bringing out our trust loop? They start looking at them all gone. I go, hell no, I'm not going to do that.
And that's, you know, you have certain control over capital.
Capital's the guy that.
Well, Cap still has a right to assume that he'll get the Jewish seat on the court. As long as he assumes that without anybody having said anything to him, he's under control.
Sure.
He wants that more than anything else in the whole world.
You got one, Jay.
Settle for, as we were talking about, for...
Ninth Circuit, maybe.
Circuit
sure.
Court,
sure.
San Francisco.
But only if you went to him and said, Cap, there's no chance for you.
Yeah.
Take this. You know, because otherwise that's... That's
white in the worst possible way once he gets back to San Francisco.
She's gone.
She leaves?
Yeah.
Try to come back to me. Turn nine.
See if you did Martha Mitchell.
She's not gone out for that.
No, she isn't.
Director, the National Budget Director, a candidate for Attorney General of Cal State.
Yeah.
I can get hearings.
I think you probably could, that'd be 4 years of hearings.
Boy, that is something.
They sell tickets for that one.
Well, I just come out, which would be just about as good. I refuse to get stirred up about it, just it's part of the game, it's part of the shell fire.
Yeah, sure, that's right.
Nobody should get screaming.
They got one fire Indians and.
But we ought to try and make the best try. I don't think you can live with Kleindies there. I don't think Kleindies, frankly, looks like a good martyr somewhere or other. I just don't think it quite comes off. I think he handles himself very well. I just think the idea that he's an indicted man, where law enforcement is so important to him. Of course, he'll still be indicted. Well, that is all right. You'll gain some sympathy the way he much closer to him, not his PR agents or anybody, but he knows where the boats are.
I would say that he likes this plan. He personally is convinced that Eason can't swing his committee.
Well, also, to his credit, McGregor fought all the time.
Sure. And McGregor said, as he pointed out 2 weeks ago, that Eason made it very clear that his plan was to set Kleindies up as acting AG.
Oh, ain't going to work.
Now, one problem you have is if they will, by moving a Weinberger in, you'll be going against Eason, who wants Kleindies to be AG.
The hell with Eason.
Well, so it's got to go through the
committee. Well, I mean, what I meant is that we've got to send a man that is good up there and they can get confirmed. Eason's got to go.
Eason's starting to get estimated.
That's great. The chance is true that he isn't. I don't think that from a PR standpoint, really wheel Kleindies. I just don't feel that I don't want to have that Democratic convention really have it there. I mean, they will still talk about IT&T and how you could get Kleindies to confirm it. That's fine. How much do you make out of the fact that they could attack Haynes or Carswell? We didn't get it confirmed, you know what I mean? But once they were confirmed, it was pretty goddamn hard to attack. Would you agree?
Yes, there's some residue, but it's marginal.
The
thing here is to cut your losses.
That's right.
And
get going.
You can't unring the bell as it's rung so far.
Now, there's another good reason to do this. No. Fast.
Got Vietnam to cover it up.
That's right. Sure. I mean, just put it right in the middle of this bomb in the north and everything. You know what I mean? Just about right. That's right. I don't believe in waiting. That would be the big story. I think you should talk to Mitchell. When can you talk to him?
I think we could persuade Weinberger to tell you.
I'll take that shot.
Well, Mitchell, have you ever raised Mitchell's Weinberger with Mitchell?
No. I don't know.
No, not that I know. He will be against it. He'll say, well, he's not law and order, he's a Jew and all that. Thing. The thing to do is to say, John, we can control him. That's the lie. He'll do what we say. He'll take it on a temporary basis. Same thing. Lie, anything that's necessary on this score. The point is, we've got to have a guy we can get confirmed. And he will play ball. There's never been a time Weinberger has played ball. He creates embarrassment. I'm just saying, also, you might find Mitchell, because of his strange, perverted ideas about the Jewish folk, he might like that, you know what I mean? Say, well, then you could say, here, John, is the way we at least get a little credit with the Jews.
That's credit with Reagan.
Reagan likes him. Yeah, Reagan's pushing for the Supreme Court. You get credit with the Jews. It's a California man. It's Northern California, when ain't church ain't bad. It's a Jew in the cabinet. Well, he's not really fast making any difference.
Say, that's kind.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Weinberger is a lot different from Goldwater. Goldwater also is half Jewish. The difference is that Weinberger, who probably is more than half Jewish, whatever there is in Kentucky, and he looks Jewish. He looks Jewish, and he runs with that community in San Francisco now. Let's face it, yeah. It's true.
Not much. I mean, he has a much more Jewish look. Goldwater doesn't look Jewish at all.
He ran a goddamn good office, too.
Sure. He shaped that old place up.
I wonder, he and Kleinese are not going to work well together, would be my guess.
Well, Kleinese has got to be found something else for him. This is something that breaks his heart. But he's a loyal, good guy. We just got to find something else in it that doesn't require confirmation.
Actually, he could probably be confirmed for something else. This whole farrago up there has not been really about planning.
No, no.
They haven't laid a glove on him in terms of culpability. He's sort of the occasion. He's the innocent victim. I would think we want to play it that way.
I think he should go out. He's got to make a martyr statement. As I'm asking the president to withdraw my name. Because he should do it. I think he should, frankly, I go at 7:30 on television. I have a statement to make, and they all know that what it is, and I'm asking to withdraw it. I don't want to embarrass him. And then just lash out at the committee, and so forth and so on. More important than my confirmation, here's a chance to, post people have written some speech on the chance to make it, but cut it to 10 minutes.
Invoke separation of powers, the strength of the Constitution, the urban struggle of the road. It's evident that there'd be filibuster, it'd be bad for the president's legislation, it'd be bad for
the
president's
say, for example, for he to make the busing.
Sure,
for
sure.
This committee. Their delay, but I think it's very important anti-busing them in this community.
That would cut her in. That would cut her in.
Yeah, that's right. They're delaying it because of it. And we cannot continue to delay the business of this committee and the business of this Senate and put on the busing committee. John has got to realize, too, is that he's got some fish to fry here, too. The longer this goddamn thing goes on, this one. About the Justice Department, the worst. I'm not sure they are going to stop it all, but I think it's a lot of the fire goes out because in John, yes, that this Kennedy subcommittee is starting to investigate about what the hell is it all about? Is there the handling of the antitrust cases?
Warmed over goods at that point.
Do you agree with me on this?
Yes, I do. I do very reluctantly, because I don't like to lose one of these.
Yeah.
But I think when you come to the conclusions we did this morning that it was lost, then you got to move fast.
Well, actually, let's face it, you do not take irreparable damage from losing one. Good God, look at poor Eisenhower. He lost better than he lose.
Yeah.
He thought it was terrible.
Yeah.
Didn't make a damn.
Lost Lewis Strauss.
He lost Lewis Strauss, and that personally shook him to the core because he thought it was an affront to him. It didn't make a damn bit of difference. You know, nobody thought Strauss was there.
Huh?
So now we lose one. And the thing to do though is to get the goddamn thing out of the way now before the Russian summit.
Yeah.
During the Vietnam War, before the convention, so at least we're thinking about a few other things.
Yes,
people's memories is awful goddamn short there. With great events coming in between.
That's the thing I wanted to say in there, didn't there? Now, by November, people will have forgotten what meat prices were in April. They'll be thinking about what meat prices are in November.
Mm-hmm. We can't win this. We can't win it.
Right.
What about, you want to talk to the Mitchell thing, the mocking, but love to see me. I think maybe I'll try to go for Camp David.
There's one question tomorrow as to
except it has to have 4:30.
that's your Jews.
Cash driver, not.
Herbie Stein. Question of a CDA meeting, and Conley suggested it would be a good idea to have a Troika meeting with all three members of the CDA sitting in.
And
we should do it at 3 tomorrow, then not 4.
3.
Because you got.
What have we got at 4?
That's something you have to do anyway, but whatever.
I was going to move youth group.
Yeah.
What time do we leave?
5.
Well, you better. This meeting is going to take more than an hour.
Shouldn't. And you can delay the youth group to the place.
Well, why don't you make it 2:30? I'll get all my work done, and then I'll come back here around 11 o'clock tomorrow, get my clothes ready, and have this meeting at 2:30 tomorrow. Is that fair enough? Yeah. You're the other man. Go up to Canada.
That is it.
Awful lot of people don't read and understand.
California. officials say they're not at all worried about the figures because of the very big increase in, of employment, because of the number of unemployed decrease. And this is the fourth straight quarter in which unemployment has decreased. On a quarterly basis, unemployment was 7.4 in the second quarter of 71, 7.0 in the third quarter, 6.4 in the fourth quarter, and 6.0 in the first quarter of 72.
Was moving right
in. Monthly dip?
Governors, yeah, there was a,
so the monthly dip.
Yeah, but it was a drop in the statistical figure.
Oh, so you have a NARS number of people.
The labor market was
selling jobs. Jobs. I mean, because that's pleasant, that's just as you've got increasing numbers. I think part of the problem in, well, peak prices can affect it. You know, part of the problem is wives. And of course, this unemployment fluctuation, it commonly explains that God is seeing the unemployment thing. So, so you've got 5 million to the dark. Or it's up to 400,000 or 4 million of those. Never had a job before. They've never had a job. And he said, that's a lot of people. People say, well, it's true, a lot of working people in the market. But it's a hell of a point here.
The way it works, you know, if this plant worker loses his job, immediately he, his wife, and his oldest boy get unregistered for jobs.
So that's right. That's right. I've got to have, I don't know where it is from now, I've got to have the talking points for the Vietnam thing. I mean, I want to know what the hell became of it.
You know, this morning?
They were supposed to hand out to the leaders this morning talking points on Vietnam.
Right.
Henry did not hand them out at the end of the meeting.
Right.
Question.
The fact that he would ask,
he shouldn't ask the question now, even if he doesn't know.
That's right.
Just write it down and ask his man after the meeting. But
anyway, in fairness there, though, he's, you know, one thing that's helped him look better in the interesting way, the decline of Muskie and Agnew, who, of course, were competitors.
Yeah, he did that, yeah.
And frankly, Agnew is more of a man than Muskie. He really is. I mean, talk all you want. I mean, here's Muskie with the press panning, you know, to do the right thing for him and the rest. And, Agnew looks better, so. Or would you agree?
I do. I tell you, he's been handling himself very well, as far as I'm concerned, to the outside. And,
well, anyway, shall we leave the Climbies thing out of the way? Is that the way to handle with Mitchell, or should I get him in now and talk to him? I'm ready any time, but maybe you ought to explore the ground and try to make sale. And it has to be done. It has to be done. I'll tell him. But,
timing for doing that seems to wait till next week. Can't do it in the middle of hearings.
For Christ's sakes, do it now.
Well,
what do you mean, next week?
We voted to continue the hearings till next Thursday. You don't have, until you know they aren't going to stop next Thursday, you don't have any grounds for it. Well, yeah, you get the urban
thing. You got the urban thing, and I think that.
I think it's a trigger to do it early. Get it done to Irving and Bird.
Yeah.
And since Irving and Bird have both vindicated this, I think Climby should up and beat him to the punch and not wait till the hearing's dragged in a miserable end. You're going to cut your losses, cut it when you've got an opportunity.
See, there'll be a vote, and we'll lose the vote.
I just wanted to be sure that this seventh draft that I have here, is that the draft? Has it been cleared or has it?
It has not been cleared, no. I took it off the desk, but it's not been cleared.
He's only cleared.
Thank you.
is so passionately interested in all of it, wants to negotiate with the chief.
Yeah.
But he's even talking about, he said, well, I said, we don't really negotiate with them. Later this fall, we'll get it out of the nine. I said, we're talking about that. I said, there ain't gonna be no later this fall. You know, I thought he said, we could have 4 or 5 meetings and so forth. You ever talked to him about it?
Yeah.
He really thinks that is.
We're just in that long.
That's right.
Cycle of events.
Ain't gonna work. It's ain't gonna work. It's all over. Now, let's go midnight. Well, as I said, this went well this morning, John. John did a good job. And frankly, it was supposed to be night and day. I sat there, and Shelby was sitting there, and Stein was sitting there. And I saw the Richardson doing the busing and the rest. And goddammit, they just aren't good enough. So you gotta put up your big man. And Henry Bishop, he was pale in comparison to him because he was too long. That's, well, give Henry the time, and Henry will waddle all over the place.
That was his same old problem. He educates rather than himself.
That's right.
He has to respond the whole thing. Start punching the points that matter.
He still does well.
I'll be clear finally by 2:30.